Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 933, for Saturday, April 20th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. After floating around in the 20s and 30s for the last several weeks, jumping from 31 to 20 this week is The White Castle by Shayla Santos and Israel Sendrero, published by DeVere, with 16,976 views, a big gain of 4,451, or 36%, although it is, well, it's about exactly the same as last week's. It's only 34 off of last week's number 20. Moving back up 2 to 19, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 17,465, about 500 more than the White Castle, and a gain of 6%. Entering at number 18, The Eternaut by Mauro Teobato, published by Pendragon Game Studio, with 18,334, about 900 more than Terraforming Mars. Also moving back up to, in fact, both this game and Terraforming Mars lost 6 positions last week and now both regained 2. Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 18,632, about 300 more than the Eternaut, and a gain of 4%. Last week's number 1 tumbles down to number 16, Horror on the Orient Express, by Adam Kwipinski and Miko Golubiowski, published by Chaosium, with 18,850, a couple hundred more than Brass, and a decline of 64%. This marks the 82nd time a number one has missed the top 10 the following week, and the 4th time in the last 5 weeks that has been true. The last time was just last week with Gloomhaven, Buttons, and Bugs. Buttons and Bugs holding on to number 1 is what has kept it from being 5 weeks in the last 5. Interestingly, it's also the 2nd time that this game, Horror on the Orient Express, has fallen from number 1 out of the top 10. In fact, both times it fell down to number 16. It's only 2 weeks in the top 10, or 2 weeks at number 1. Down 2 to 15, Heat by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 20,936, a little more than 2,000 more than Orient Express, so we have a nice clear delineation here between the top 15 and the rest of the list. It's a slight gain of 1% for Heat. After 6 weeks back in the top 10, where in which it peaked at number 3, down from 10 to 14 this week is Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 21,763, about 800 more than Heat, and a decline of 2.5%. After 2 weeks at number 12, inching down one more to 13, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 21,838, 75 more than Dune, and a gain of 3%, but it is bumped down one spot. And ending a 13-week run back in the top 10, during which it spent 1 week at number 1, down from 4 to 12, Dune, War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepitello, published by Kaman, with 22,260, about 400 more than Ark Nova, and a hefty decline of 9,000 views from last week, 29%. Re-entering at number 11 is Sidereal Confluence by Tau Ceti Dykeman, published by WizKids, with 22,965, about 700 more than War for Arrakis. The subtitle of Sidereal Confluence is, well, I guess there's a couple. It's the remastered edition now. The original subtitle is Trading and Negotiation in the Elysian Quadrant. The only other time it has been in the top 20, number 18. Number 28. I wrote down number 28. It may have never been in the top 20 before. You have to go back 5 years for that previous peak. We have 8 new entries in the top 10 this week. In fact, it is the top 8 are all new entries. That has never happened before. The previous peak for most new entries in a week is 7, which has happened a number of times, although not recently. You have to go back to 2015 to see most of them. But we have 8 new entries this week. Falling out are from 4 to 12, Dune, War for Arrakis. From 10 to 14, Dune, Imperium. From 1 to 16, Horror on the Orient Express. From 7 to 22, Spirit Island. From 2 weeks at number 2, down to 26, Rebirth. 2 weeks in the top 10, from 7 to 3, and now down to 29, The Quest for El Dorado. From 6 to 32, ISS Vanguard. And from 9 to 55, Obsession. Number 10. Wormspan by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemaier Games with 23,353, about 400 more than Sidereal Confluence. A decline of 20%. It spent the last 2 weeks at number 5, so a 5-position decline, but it is about 1,000 more than last week's number 10. Number 9. Agemonia by Max Wickstrom, published by Lautapellet with 24,119. About 750 more than Wormspan, a very slight increase of 144 views, or 0.6%, but it loses 1 position. Number 8. Heroes of Might and Magic 3, The Board Game, by Kamil Bielkowski and Jakub S. Olekczek, published by Archon Studio with 25,702. 1,600 more than Agemonia, and a big gain of 67%. It has been out of the top 10 for just a couple of weeks. This is its 3rd appearance. Those last 2 weeks, it was charted at number 20, then number 24, so a 16-position jump. 1 of 5 re-entries in this week's list. The other 3 are debuts. Number 7. Tiny Epic Game of Thrones by Scott Olms, published by Gamelin Games with 25,965. About 250 more than Might and Magic, and it returns for the 2nd time. The last time it charted was about 3 months ago. It is the 15th game in the Tiny Epic line. It has, quote, a limited action dice mechanism to choose actions such as plot, whisper, event, march, and sale, unquote. It's currently on Kickstarter and has had over $400,000 pledged. Number 6. Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf with 27,288, 1,300 more than the Tiny Epic game, a gain of 34% as it returns after 2 weeks away, during which it charted at number 11 and number 15, so a 9-position climb. This is also the 20th week for Uprising in the top 10, marking it as the 50th different game to spend 20 or more weeks on the chart. Well, that seems to scream for a special edition of the podcast, but since we're closing in on 100 games with 10 or more weeks, I will hold off until we hit that mark. Number 5. Nature by Dominic Krapuschets, published by North Star Games, with 34,547, 7,200 more than Uprising. So even as we saw a delineation between 15 and 16, well, the gap from 6 to 15 is less than the gap from 6 to 5. This is a debut at number 5. Nature is a reimplementation of Evolution, released in 2014, currently ranked in the top 700 on BoardGameGeek, as well as Evolution Climate, released in 2016 and currently ranked number 425. Nature is, quote, a modular game system during which you are able to create a unique ecosystem each time you play, unquote. The Kickstarter for this will launch later this year. Number 4. Arcs by Cole Wehrle, published by Leader Games with 37,661, about 3,000 more than nature. This is a returning game. This is the ninth time that ARCS has charted, and it was been gone for nearly 2 years. It's a campaign-based science fiction slash space opera game using, quote, an easy-to-learn, highly interactive, card-driven action system, unquote. During its previous run on the chart, it managed to notch 2 weeks at number one. Number three, Skyrise by Sebastien Pauchon and Adam Wise, published by Roxley Games with 43,209, 5,500 more than ARCS, and this game also returns after nearly 2 years away, charting for the third time. Skyrise and ARCS were both on at about the same time, back in June of 2022. Skyrise is a reimplementation of Metropolis, spelled with a Y as Metropolis, because it was made by Yastari Games, and all their games had that weird Y in the middle of it. Metropolis is ranked, was released in 2008 and ranked outside the top 1,000 on Board Game Geek. The setting of Skyrise is building a city in the sky using, quote, a spatial, unquote, auction system, and during its previous run on the chart, it also spent a week at number one. So those we've heard from our five returning games, Skyrise at three, ARCS at four, Uprising at six, Tiny Epic Game of Thrones at seven, Might and Magic at eight. We have two more new entries. Both are debuts. This is also pretty uncommon to see debuts in the top two spots. Number two, Burning Banners by Christopher Moeller, published by Compass Games, with 59,637, 16,000 clear of Skyrise, and more than triple what it had last week at number 16, a 14-position jump. The subtitle of Burning Banners is Rage of the Witch Queen. It is a fantasy war game which, among its many scenarios, includes a 12-year war involving six kingdoms and sprawling over four maps. Number one, Harmonies by Johann Benevenuto, published by Libelude, with 59,964, just 327 more than Burning Banners. So that is about a half a percent different, or rather Burning Banners had about 99.5% of Harmonies total. So almost a dual number one, if you will. But not, because Harmonies is number one. The setting for it is, quote, build landscapes by placing tokens and create habitats for your animals, unquote. One reviewer, when describing it, said it was a point salad tile placement game. And I couldn't really see any obvious reason why Harmonies performed so well. There's really nothing in the forums that suggested it. I didn't see a Board Game Geek contest. But here we are, with Harmonies getting the number one spot. Well, in addition to this mark of the most new entries ever for a week in a list, we also have another noteworthy thing going on here, because the longest-running game in the top 10 this week is Dune Imperium Uprising, with a mere 20 weeks. It is the fewest weeks for a longest-running game in the top 10, going all the way back to November of 2015, more than 8 years ago, when the longest-running game on the list at that time only had 14 weeks. It was Blood Rage. Kingdom Death Monster had 12. Pandemic Legacy had only 10. This week, Uprising has 20. Wormspan comes in second place with only 11. ARCS has 9. Agemonia, 5. Might and Magic and Skyrise, both 3. Tiny Epic Game of Thrones, 2, and then our three debuts, Harmonies, Burning Banners, and Nature. So a pretty unusual week for Saturday, April 20th, 2024.